What's up, guys? Long time no here, because we can't see each other. It's been a very, very, very long time. Welcome to FNF Zone Coverage. I am, as always, the commish, and I would like to kind of just come back and let y'all know kind of what's been going on recently and since the unexpected hiatus. So, we ended our very last episode reviewing season 7, and since then, a lot has happened. Personally, within the league, it's been pretty crazy. I'll say that, to say the least, before I really kind of get into details. But I want to say I'm hoping and praying that Zone Coverage will be back in a more full capacity this year. A lot of stuff I would love to try and do, maybe at a more later date. Again, I'll get into that a little bit later. Hopefully we can kind of just get back into the swing of things. So, first things first, as far as trying to bring FNF Zone Coverage back, I'd love to at some point possibly get a co-host once again. I feel like the podcast would be so much better with somebody to my right, essentially. I would love to have interviews with the guys in the league, of course, with reviewing the games, whether it be upcoming big games, interviews after the fact, pretty much a lot of the stuff that we had done before or had briefly done in some sort of capacity. Maybe even have a special guest or so as co-host. Not a bunch of fully developed ideas. I kind of just decided to do this episode on a whim, because our Discord server has been refreshed. We are gearing up toward an eventual college league once that game is out next year. We are looking into just kind of a fresh new setting for FNF. So I felt like maybe I should make this episode and hopefully be able to bring FNF back in some sort of capacity and not have it just be kind of completely buried. As far as personally what's been going on, my wife had a lot of health issues. We're still kind of continuing to deal with all that, so that took a lot of time away from me from being able to even do this. Made it very hard to run the day-to-day operations for the league. But it's kind of eased up enough where I feel like I could probably manage this, and of course, as our refresh has hit with the league, and with us being down for so long, I'm kind of mentally back and really hoping that we can kind of do all this and not burn out with everything that's going on, because that certainly took a toll. With what is going on with the league, Once again, haven't had an episode since our season 7 review, which, just to kind of recap that real quick, ended with the Nighthawks beating the Patriots 38-17 in the season 7 Super Bowl. First Super Bowl for New England since season 1's appearance and win. It was the first and only Super Bowl win for the Nighthawks and their owner. It's Ryan Oz. He stepped down from the league, so he's no longer with us, unfortunately. The Nighthawks moving back to Tampa Bay and once again becoming the Buccaneers due to that fact. Moving on to season 8, the Chicago Cougars played the Indianapolis Colts in the Super Bowl, first appearance for both teams, and Chicago winning very easily 45-20 in that game. First Super Bowl win for our user Wild Plays. Season 9, our good old friend T-Bergs once again in the Super Bowl. Cleveland Browns taking on the Green Bay Packers in their first appearance with Cam. And a narrow victory for the Browns, collecting his third championship as he wins 20-17. Season 10 was a pretty big year for FNF. We went through a rebrand, so all the underscores are gone. We're no longer FNF FL. It's just straight up FNF. More on the college department for our game was discussed, and that's where the seeds really started to begin there. And we look forward to that next actual year. So come this time next year, hopefully the podcast is still going, and there may be some cuts of the podcast for the College League. I don't know yet. It's going to be a lot lighter than what our Pro League is. So not all ideas have fully been developed, but we've got a basic outline of what's going to take place in the league. Not only that, but with it being our fourth game cycle in Madden, of course, we usually get three seasons done a year, but this cycle was different because we got hit with a Madden crash. Well, that ruined our entire franchise. So we had one season this cycle, which was our season 10, which was a huge year again for us, with the rebrand. We added a Hall of Fame with it being such a historic year. B-Wiki Fresh, my previous co-commissioner, the guy I started the league with, my old co-host on Zone Coverage, was our very first inductee into the Hall of Fame, which also introduced our preseason Hall of Fame game that everybody must compete in. Doesn't matter whether you want to play it or not, if your game gets picked, you gotta play. Pretty crazy year for a lot of teams. Of course, we had some teams kind of come out of nowhere and win some games, which is pretty sweet. It all came down to Chicago being back in the Super Bowl for their second trip in the last 3 years. New England, myself, back in the Super Bowl for the fourth year, which was pretty honorable for me because, once again, I was in the original Super Bowl game and I did win. But just the fact that I was in that first game, and then in our historic 10th seasons, Super Bowl was pretty awesome. There's something special. Cougars did win that game 35-25. It was basically all Cougars first half, making the comeback in the second half, just not enough time to get it done. So our current and two-time Super Bowl champion Wild plays. That covers what's happened since the last episode. Moving on, we are gearing up towards season 11. A lot of new stuff in place. Four new members. With Madden redoing their thing. Of course, the Chicago Cougars are no more, and Wild Plays is now the Honolulu Aviators, because the Cougars relocation team is gone. So that kind of sucked. That was a special team. Great design logo by myself, might I add. Not to toot my own horn, but it was great. I mean, the first one was good, but the second one after it got redone, that was it. So we're looking forward to a brand new season 11, starting off our fifth game cycle. Hopefully this one's a special one. The group that we just got, I hope, really sticks. So far, they all seem like decent guys. One I've gotten to know a lot more personally, so I have a feeling he'll be around for a good while. Other than that, I just want to say thank you to you guys for tuning in all the times you did. I apologize for the unexpected hiatus and just kind of leaving high and dry, just between being mentally burnt out, dealing with all the personal issues, as well as everything EA always just lovely with their stuff throwing at us to make things even harder than what they need to be to run the league. It ended up being a much needed break, and I'm glad to be back pretty much at 100%. Once again, I hope and I pray that this kind of sticks, and we have, whether it be our weekly episodes, bi-weekly episodes covering 2-4 weeks at a clip. I just want to keep this thing going. And I hope that once everybody sees this, they will tune in and kind of come back into the fold with us, join in on the fun. Of course, we've always got our socials with our Twitter. We have FNF Madden, YouTube, FNF Madden. More than welcome to join our Discord server as supporter, or even if you want to attempt to join us on PS5 and play, more than welcome to do that as well. Just search us as FNF. We should pop up. If not, Ryan_W29 is my PSN as well as my Discord name. So go ahead and look me up and just send me a message. Let me know that you've listened to the podcast, you're interested in joining in some sort of capacity, and we will certainly go from there. So I look forward to talking to you all again, and I look forward to our upcoming 11th season in FNF. I hope all you guys have a wonderful day. This is the Kimish. This has been FNF Zone coverage. See you next time.